You can get a new iPhone every year thanks to Vodafone Exchange and get that new iPhone feeling every year. Go online or in-store today. Vodafone, the nation's network.
Exchange on iPhone 16 series or pristine refurbed phones. 12 months before phone plan ends. Trade in good condition and upgrade every year based on 24-month plan. See vodafone.co.uk/exchange for terms and verification.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 31st of October, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. 3 million households and businesses in Florida remain without power, and officials are reporting two people have died following Hurricane Milton. Several months' worth of rain's fallen in a few hours, and strong winds have ripped the roof off a stadium. Chris Ball is on holiday over there with his family.
Pretty much in the middle of it right now, I think. There's lots of noise outside. Quite scary, bangs, flashes. We have a steel frame gazebo over our pool, and that's been shredded. There's not much left of that.
A planned overhaul of workers' rights could see people being given the right to claim unpaid parental leave and get better protections from unfair dismissal. The government's announcing the employment rights bill later. Adam co-owns a cafe in East London. He wants the government to consider small businesses too.
We've already got good practices. We already care a lot about our employees, but we need to be able to be supported in order to upkeep those good practices in what are fairly challenging times on the high street.
Latest figures show around 6.33 million people are estimated to be waiting for hospital treatments, down slightly from the month before. NHS England says a total of more than 282,000 had been on the list for more than 52 weeks at the end of August. That's the lowest number since December 2020. A man who tried to kill his ex-girlfriend and her elderly mother by driving his car through the window of a funeral director's is being jailed for 11 years. 57-year-old William McBurney drank a third of a bottle of whiskey before smashing into the business in Jedburgh in December 2022. Religious hate crimes have gone up by a quarter in England and Wales. The Home Office reckons this was mainly due to a rise in incidents reported against Jewish and Muslim populations since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. Around 70% of the 140,500 hate crimes were based on race. Rafa Nadal has announced his retirement from tennis at the age of 38. The 22-time Grand Slam champion says his career has been more successful than he could have ever imagined. And Cadbury World in Birmingham are creating their own pumpkin patch with not a vegetable in sight. Instead, each pumpkin is made entirely of chocolate. A few showers lingering, but sunny spells are on the way for most of us. Feeling colder today with highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you. Elizabeth Leonskaya on the piano with the first part of Mozart's Piano Sonata number 16. It was a big day 143 years ago exactly, on October the 10th, the Savoy Theatre, the first public building to be lit by electricity, opened with a Gilbert and Sullivan show called Patience. We've got the overture from a better one.
Thank you.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical. Thank you.
And then there's a silence, and then everybody bursts into applause. Leonard Bernstein on the piano in the New York Philharmonic. Also, he was conducting with, one assumes, eyebrows. They're very good in orchestra, you know. The third movement of Shostakovich's piano sonata, concerto number two. And before that, it was the overture to the Yeoman of the Guard. And that was played by the Royal Ballet Sinfonia. I mentioned then that the Savoy Theatre opened, first public building to be lit by electricity, opened in 1881 with a Gilbert and Sullivan show called Patience, which I've never seen. Not sure I've even heard of any of it either. The Savoy Theatre is in the Strand in London, actually designed for Richard D'Oyly Carte, who believed that wholesome, well-crafted, family-friendly English comic opera could be as popular as the French stuff, which was dominating the West End at the time, which was all a bit risque. So he brought Gilbert and Sullivan together. He nurtured their collaboration on the 13 operettas that they came up with and founded the D'Oyly Carte Opera Company. Also, if you've ever been to the theatre, you'll know that it's right near the Savoy Hotel, which is where drivers drive on the wrong side of the road. It is not a public thoroughfare, so it doesn't contravene traffic regulations, and it was all about being able to drop royalty off on the easy side of the cab. In other news, I'm going to be nattering to Cecilia Ahern. She wrote a debut novel called P.S. I Love You, which just it skyrocketed. It became a number one, then became a film starring Hilary Swank. And then eventually, many books later, she wrote a follow-up to it called, I think it was called Postscript, which also is being made into a film. She is going to join the Magic Classical Book Club to talk all about her latest novel called Into the Storm. It starts off on a wet, filthy night in Ireland, and it goes on from them stormy outside and inside. And in the final hour of the show, our listener in residence this week, Katie from Elephant and Castle, is going to share another of her top tunes after 12. Some of my top tunes are coming up shortly. But first, a horn dance. A yearning sort of a dance, that one, the horn dance. That is from Bartok, Bela Bartok's Romanian Folk Dance number 4. Pupils of the Yehudi Menuhin School. I mentioned earlier on about the violins. My older brother played the violin. It wasn't pleasant. The dog properly howled, didn't even sing along. It was just nasty. The book club is on the way, the Magic Classical Book Club, and I mentioned Cecilia Ahern. Going to be talking to her shortly after we hear more music. One of my favourites is Couperin's The Mysterious Barricades.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music, every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Sneak a look at your watch. The countdown to lunchtime is on. Well, at Costa, our beans are roasting, our sandwiches toasting, and we've got a deal for you. Get a delicious Costa-quality coffee with a ham and cheese, beans and cheese, or a Bosch vegan toasty from £5.99 between 11 and 2. That's lunch sorted. Costa Coffee. Price stated in select stores. Exclusions and geographical restrictions apply. Subject to availability. T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
Ah, autumn. The most beautiful time of the year. Burnt orange, rustic red, the pavement a blanket of colour. And with the Mazda new car event running exclusively from the 10th to the 20th of October, enjoy an additional deposit contribution of up to £1,000 on selected new models. Search Mazda. Available on PCP and HP when financed through Mazda Financial Services by 31st of December 24. Indemnities may be required. Terms apply. See website for details.
Dave can't remember much about 2007. He can't recall what Christmas number one, who won the FA Cup, or what sort of summer it was. But one memory stays with him. The young Afghan girl that he couldn't save. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Oh, I'm done. This is my last one. I can't eat any more dumplings. This was the best thing of my life. But I'm done. Look over there. Oh, they're doing dumplings with shrimps.
Say yes to feasting on food markets. With daily flights to Asia. Lufthansa.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
I really like that piece. It's kind of rolling, isn't it? Couperin, the mysterious barricades. They still don't quite know to what he is referring with the mysterious barricades. At one stage, somebody even suggested it might be eyelids or eyelashes, something like that. The time is just after 11:30. My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club today is Cecilia Ahern. She is the best-selling author of books like P.S. I Love You, which was turned into a film starring Hilary Swank and Gerard Butler, and Raw, which was adapted into an Apple TV series with an all-star cast, including Nicole Kidman and Alfred Molina. Her new novel is called Into the Storm, and it is out today. Cecilia, welcome to Magic Classical. This story follows Enya, who is a doctor, and we meet her at the beginning of the book as she's driving through a filthy night, and then she comes across a scene. There is a taxi driver, and he's stopped, and he flags her down because there is somebody on the road who's been hit.
That's correct. And as she's a GP, she jumps out of the car and she performs CPR and saves the life of this boy. However, she saves his life, but her life splinters after that night because she's drawn into this hit-and-run investigation. But already leading up to that, she's unravelling herself. She's reaching the age that her mother was when she passed away, and she just feels this kind of ticking clock in her head, like she's running out of time. She cannot see how she can live beyond the year her mother was when she passed away. So she's already this in a very wobbly place, and then she's brought into this kind of investigation and it all becomes a big storm in her head.
Yeah.
So she feels like she has to, and also a very unhappy marriage, and she does feel like she really needs to get her head right, and to do that she needs to get away. She isolates herself, so she breaks up with her husband. She moves to the Midlands of Ireland to become a rural GP, which she discovers is quite a different job. But of course, when you run away from your problems, they come with you, and that's what she's faced with.
I've read an interview where it says that you go for long walks and you come up with the ideas, the scenarios. Is this how this one emerged?
I was actually inspired on a walk, yes. I was in Botanic Gardens in Dublin, and there was a rag tree in the Wild Irish section. Now, to explain what that is, it's usually in Ireland a hawthorn tree, and in pre-Christian times it was considered to have cleansing powers if it was on a holy site beside a holy well or beside an abbey. And what people used to do was take fabric from loved ones who were ill, and they would tie it around the limbs of the tree, and as the fabric would rot away, so too would hopefully the ailments of their loved ones. And so it was considered to have cleansing and healing powers. And as I was walking, I saw this tree, and there was ribbons tied around the limbs, and there was little trinkets. And it just, I saw stories. You know, I stopped at this tree and it looked so beautiful. And I could see love, I could see hope, I could see pain, I could see also people looking for forgiveness. And it was the tree that inspired me. And I said, I want to write a novel about a rag tree, but who am I going to find in that story? So that's when Dr. Enya Pickering came along, and she very much needs healing and cleansing and love and forgiveness and all of those things in her life.
Just very briefly, I want to talk about growing up with your dad, Bertie Ahern, Taoiseach, famous Taoiseach, Prime Minister in Ireland. Was that difficult growing up? Because you grew up really in the public eye, didn't you? Did that make it easier or worse in terms of your first novel, getting it out there?
Both things, I think. I was grateful that I got a lot of attention. It's hard for debut authors to step out and be different and be seen. And I think I was immediately. But then I got everything that comes with that. It was interesting. My age seemed to be the big factor. You know, how can you be 21 years old and write such a deep novel? What is your experience? How dare you get so much money? How involved was your dad? You know, that kind of thing.
But I did think, he write it? Is that what you're saying?
Did he write it? Did my mom write it? Did I have a team write it? There was all kind of conspiracy theories. And at the time, I think that was very much the way young women were spoken about. And thankfully, not anymore, that young female authors are very much celebrated, particularly in Ireland. And there's no doubt cast on their skill and talents anymore. But I was just at that moment, just before, unfortunately. But I think at the end of the day, I'm 20 books on, and people came out in their, you know, huge amounts to buy that novel and support it. So it spoke for itself.
Exactly that. My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club is Cecilia Ahern. Her new book, Into the Storm, is out today. Cecilia, thanks for joining us on Magic Classical. Before we let you go, we asked you to choose a piece of music. Why have you asked for Moses from Singing in the Rain?
I love Singing in the Rain, and I love Gene Kelly. He makes me so happy. And I have pictures of him on my wall in my office where he's just leaping and he's dancing. And just looking at him makes me so happy. I always loved how he danced, how athletic he was in his dancing. He brings me joy and I love that film and I love this song. It's really playful and fun.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously.
But Moses, he knows his toeses aren't roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be. Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. A Moses is a mose.
A rose is a rose.
A toes is a toes. Hoop-de-doody-doodle. Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses, he knows his toeses aren't roses. Roses, as Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Moses supposes his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes erroneously. For Moses knows his toeses are roses, but Moses supposes his toeses to be.
Roses, 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 but Moses supposes his toeses. Couldn't be a lily or a taffy daffy dilly. It's gotta be a rose, cause it rhymes with Moses. Moses!
A great one, isn't it? Moses singing in the rain. Not Moses singing in the rain. Moses from Singing in the Rain, the film, Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. Music by Roger Edens. And thanks again to Cecilia Ahern for joining the Magic Classical Book Club. I tell you what's happening next Thursday. Paula Hawkins, author of The Girl on the Train, which got made into a film starring Emily Blunt, is going to tell me about her atmospheric new thriller called The Blue Hour. That's next week. And tomorrow, well, tomorrow I'm going to be talking to Sir David Jason, a.k.a. Del Boy from Only Fools and Horses, or Danger Mouse, or Detective Inspector Jack Frost from A Touch of Frost, depending on your proclivities. I will be back shortly with some Trout, courtesy of Schubert.
It's on the radio.
Switching my car insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And it's rated 5 stars by Defacto.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Imagine a place where you can escape for a day. Get immersed in a world of rooms, inspiration and expertise, where you can laze in luxury accommodation and kids can feast from 95 pence. Tickets are free to everyone this half term and include all the attractions. You've just imagined a day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
This is a message to anyone who hasn't had their coffee this morning. Guys, we've got a deal to help. At Costa, you get a rich, strong, barista-made coffee. Sounds amazing, doesn't it? An oh-so-flaky all-butter croissant and a deliciously juicy innocent juice from $5.99 until 11 a.m. So get up and go grab a deal at Costa. Costa Coffee. Price stays in select stores. Exclusions apply. Subject to availability. Full T's and C's at costa.co.uk.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
This Morrison's toy event. More card prices, save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online. More card or app required. 16 plus selected toys. Offer ends 27th of October.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express eye care plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
If your business is accused of damaging a client's property, for example, accidentally pouring tea all over their expensive audio equipment, really, really sorry about that, by the way, then Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business. Underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility, terms and conditions.
In the Dream Stock Clearance Sale, shop massive savings on a wide range of beds and mattresses, all with free delivery. Dreams. Love your bed. Exclusions apply.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
with that, we get very much closer to the weekend. And there you can find me, Jack Pepper, here on Magic Classical every Saturday and Sunday afternoon from 3 p.m. And at this weekend, if you'd like to enrich your weekends with talk of a goat crashing a half marathon in Canada, or indeed talk of the lady who finally received a letter she posted 48 years ago, well, I'm your man. The brightest classical music to boot, too. Here on Magic Classical tomorrow afternoon from 3, and if you miss it, don't forget Rayo.
It's a traditional piece called The Red-Haired Boy, and that was Daniel Hope on the violin and the air chamber ensemble. And before that, a bit of Schubert's Trout. Now, if you want to hear your favourite piece of music on the Magic Classical airwaves, let me point you in the direction of Darren Reddick. He is over there. He is here every Sunday. Sorry, just pointing. He's over there. No, he's not. He's here every Sunday at 7 p.m. playing your requests. Whatever you're up to, Darren could have music to match, but you do need to let him know what you would like to hear. Maybe what you're up to, indeed. Text 61054. Don't forget to start your message with the word classical. The email is classicalrequests@magic.co.uk, or you can leave a voice note. That's the only number that stayed the same, 07593 139 729. That was Alberto Girelli on the piano with his composition Tutto è Bellissimo. Now, after the news update, there will be something to gladden the hearts of all those Bach fans out there and fans of the trumpet, because Wynton Marsalis will be doing the honours on part of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto and will be wandering around the country gardens.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash Dabra, Spendium Lessicus, Money is Orpheum.
How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
Terms apply.
Do you ever dream of being covered in Coleman's English mustard? I must admit, I do. Often. That yellow hue. That fiery kick. So bold. So lickable. Such hot stuff. Oh, I just want to be smothered in it. Then again, I am a sausage. Coleman's English Mustard. Hot and English since 1814. Try it today. On me.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
This Morrison's toy event, more card prices, save you money on big brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels and more.
More card price.
Save up to half price. Pay less with more card.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online. More card or app required. 16 plus selected toys. Offer ends 27th of October.
Dad, no one uses voicemail. Send voice notes. Oh, did you set up your dating profile? It's time to put yourself out there. Never too old to fall in love. So basically, me and Marty spoke to Zara from St. James's Place about saving for our honeymoon. After the house deposit, it looks like it won't be the Caribbean. More like Cornwall. Love you. Bye.
While you're looking out for the ones you love, our one-to-one financial advisors are looking out for you. St. James's Place. Invaluable advice.
Switch to EE's ultra-reliable full-fiber broadband for only $29.99 a month and pay absolutely nothing up front.
What? Nothing?
Not a thing. Plus, it stays fast,
even at peak times.
And it's powered by BT.
Bingo! All on the UK's most reliable broadband technology.
That's epic.
No wonder broadband switchers choose EE. Hurry, offer ends 17th of October.
New customers, 24 months, 43.7% UK availability. Terms apply. Price increases on 31st of March each year by £3 a month.
So, Tom, what are you cooking up for the prices at home tonight?
Well, Kat, we're trying something new tonight. All because the lovely folks at HelloFresh are adding some Peruvian inspired cuisine to their menu.
Okay, would this be because Paddington in Peru arrives in cinemas on November the 8th?
Oh, I love Paddington. Yes, it is. The bear is back, Kat, and you can cook easy and delicious meals inspired by Paddington's tasty adventures in Peru with ingredients delivered to your door from HelloFresh.
And right now, if you head over to the Magic Radio website, there's the chance to win a year's HelloFresh subscription and a very tasty £1,000.
Oh, what a brilliant prize. Kat, we did all that without mentioning marmalade sandwiches once.
Until just then.
Oh, I did it then, didn't I?
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this lunchtime. Emergency services across Florida say they're back on the road after sheltering when Hurricane Milton made landfall. Orlando police and fire departments were forced to pause rescue operations due to safety reasons. Around 3 million homes and businesses are without power, and officials are reporting two people have died. Chris Ball's on holiday with his family there. He says they're in the middle of it.
It's quite scary. They've locked themselves in the bedrooms to keep out the way, really. The holiday company got in touch and said the villa that we're in is, safe to be in. So we haven't moved because we haven't been told to, basically.
Meanwhile, a charity thanked Taylor Swift for donating $5 million to help those affected. US officials say more than 70,000 people spent the night in shelters. The government's published its plans for workers' rights, describing them as the biggest upgrade for a generation. The Employment Rights Bill will see moves to help employees with flexible working, parental leave and sick pay. Shadow Business Secretary Kevin Hollenrake reckons it'll stop companies hiring, though.
28 new workplace reforms, which have all been dictated by the unions, which are all going to mean hiring intentions. The number of jobs in our economy will drop. It means opportunities for our young people and older people will reduce. It'll hit growth.
There are warnings the Chancellor may need to raise taxes by £25 billion to meet Labour's promises. The Institute for Fiscal Studies says that's what's needed. The budget will be announced at the end of this month. Religious hate crimes have gone up by a quarter in England and Wales. The Home Office reckons this was mainly due to a rise in incidents reported against Jewish and Muslim populations since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. A further 65 women have come forward alleging they were abused by Mohammed Al-Fayed. The fresh claims were sent to the BBC after the airing of its documentary on the former Harrods owner who died last year. And Rafa Nadal has announced his retirement from tennis at the age of 38. The 22-time Grand Slam champion says his career has been more successful than he could have ever imagined. A few showers lingering, but sunny spells are on the way for most of us. Feeling colder today with highs of 13 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.